Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know what? We all we got. So you already know She's On Radio was put here for you to talk about whatever. Advice, rant, topics, meet your favorite lesbian celebrities, and also your celebrities on TV. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let everybody know I appreciate you a lot, a lot, a lot. Tonight's topic was picked from a lot of you all. A lot of you all wanted to discuss Stud on Stud, and you also wanted to discuss labels. You know, I'm going to give you my input on Stud, and I'm going to give you my input on labels, but I feel like tonight, you know, Wednesday, Fan Wednesday, I definitely want to hear more of what you got to say. I'll, you know, leave my response for later, because you know I'm going to get juicy with it, right? All right, ladies, if you want to press up number one, I want to know, let's tackle the topic of Stud on Stud. I want to know how you ladies feel about Stud on Stud. If you are listening online, I need you to call area code 646-716-6977 and press the number one, ladies. I definitely want to hear what you got to say. Let's go down the list. Area code 804-252. 252, don't beat me up, y'all. Y'all know I'm crazy. How do you feel about Stud on Stud? 804-252. Let's go. Hello? Erico 804. Okay, they hung up. Ladies, press the number one. Come on. I want to know how you feel about Stud on Stud. Talk to me. Talk to me. All right. Question number one, definitely want to hear what you got to say before I go and I start talking about this topic. All right, waiting on some people to call in. And question number one, even though there's a lot of you all on here, see, y'all start back in shop here with KC. But Stud on Stud, let's talk about it. You know what? This is how I feel about Stud on Stud. All right. I'm going to keep it real with you all. My first lesbian relationship, you know, I was the tomboy and she was the stud. Okay? How I felt about it then, to be real with you, this goes into play about the other topic, but I'm just going to keep it real. I didn't really know what a label was. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like, you know, she was a woman, I'm a woman. And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? She made me feel better than anybody has ever made me feel before. And I'm just going to, you know, keep it real with you. I did date a stud when I first came out, you know? But does that make me any different from any other lesbian because I dated a stud at one point in my life? No, I'm still a lesbian. I'm still a woman that loves women. You get what I'm saying? Did me and her work out? No. We did not work out, and that's when I found out what a dom and a fem was, because I knew that something was not right on my part about it, because, you know, I support Stud for Stud. I love y'all so much. Hey, I got a couple of homies that are Stud for Stud, and I do not look at them no different. But when it comes down to me, KC, honey, let me put my wig on, let me get my bed, and let me get my Crisco, because I'm about to tell y'all a little something right now. Okay. Me and her, we couldn't work. Let me tell you why we couldn't work. First of all, she wore Timberlands. She wore fitted hats. She wore a strap on, and she wore men clothes. That's already a termination for me. First of all, I wore the same stuff. Okay? The reason why I didn't like it was because I felt like when it comes down to the bedroom, I am the man in the bedroom. You know, I'm not a man, but when it comes down to putting it down, I am the man. You get what, y'all get what I'm saying? Hey. And she was like, you know, Casey, baby, I want you to bend over for me. Excuse me. Girl, let me give my dear arm. Excuse me, you want me to do what for you? You want me to bend over? Hold on. I got a very deep voice when she said that. I was like, no, I'm going to need you to bend over for me. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I'm not calling you studs, nigga bitches, but this is what it is. I don't know your name personally, but you nigga bitches, I can't have sex with a nigga bitch. I can't be in a relationship with one because we both are too much alike. You know what I'm saying? Me and another nigga bitch is like Rick Ross and Lil Wayne saying, what's up, baby? And, you know what I'm saying? That's something ain't right with it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I support it. I support everything. You know what y'all know, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm just going to keep saying I support you. I support you. Shout out to Stud on Stud page on Facebook. You know, shout out to all the Stud on Stud entertainers, all the Stud on Stud everybody. But it's not for KC. You know, I like stiletto flavor pussy. That is my cup of tea. That is my entree for the evening. I do not want a pussy smelling like Curb Black for men. I do not want a pussy smell like Marc Jacobs for men, or Dolce & Gabbana for men, or P. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? I love you, but it's not for me. All right. I flirt with you, too. I will flirt with you all day. But no, we can't be in a relationship. I want to know how you ladies feel about Stud on Stud. I need y'all to press the number one for me, because come on now, I know y'all got something to say about it. Y'all ask me all week to talk about Stud on Stud. Press the number one, ladies. Come on. Talk to me. Talk to KC. You know what I'm saying? Come on. There's a lot of you all on here. Come on, talk to me, baby. Press the number one. Let's talk about Stud on Stud. How do you feel about Stud on Stud? If you are a stud, how do you feel about studs approaching you? If you are a stud, how do you feel about just the concept of two grown-ass women with do-rags and Timberlands in the bed together? I want to know how you feel about it, you know? Like I said before, this is a no-hate radio station. So that means do not bash. You can say little jokes or whatever, you know, but just do not, no hate crimes, no hate speeches or nothing like that. So come on, talk to me, ladies. Stud on Stud. Press the number one. I want to know how you feel about Stud on Stud. Talk to me. All right. Nobody's pressing the number one. Let's move on to the next topic. How do I feel about labels? This is how I feel about labels, you know. I'm not really big on them, you know. I am who I am. I was created to be Casey. That's my name. Like I told you before, I am dominant, but at the same time, I could be just as gay as my friend Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just me. You know, so sometimes I have my girl moments. Sometimes I have my masculine moments. You know, I just feel like I'm not going to be what everybody wants me to be. I'm not going to be put in a box, just because she wear baggy pants, or just because she have a deep voice, or just because she prefer to be on top, or whatever, that I have to be a stud. No. First of all, studs can't do a lot of the things. If you go around and you define stud now, and like right now, and from when you were back in the day, it's totally different. Like, they telling me that studs, first of all, they telling me that studs cannot have, like, get hit, like oral sex. How do y'all ladies feel about that? Studs cannot get oral sex. Then there's another one that's saying, you know, studs to touch me, you're supposed to be touch me not. You're not supposed to let your wife please you, or you're not supposed to take the strap, or you're not supposed to take the finger, or you have to wear thug wear, you have to get dreads, you have to have a shortcut. You know what I'm saying? There's so much to what a stud is supposed to be. Hated it. I don't want to be in that category. I am KC. Because, first of all, I'm not going to say that I'm into the strap, but if I want to get did down by a film, she, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let her do it. Or if, you know, I want to put some lip gloss on because it's popping and it's cool, I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm not going to care about what society thinks about me. You get what I'm saying? If I want to go out and have me a baby today or tomorrow, call me a pregnant stud, honey. But you know what? You can't take my baby away from me. I don't care about what society thinks about me, and nobody's going to put me in a box, you know? So that's just how I feel about that situation. You know, ladies, definitely, I want to hear what you got to say about stud on stud and labels. Come on, press the number one. Talk to me. If you are online, call in the area code 646-716-6977. Press the number one. Tonight's topic is stud on stud, and are labels necessary? We got a caller, area code 843-229. Talk to me.
That's good. I just got on, and I caught some of what you were saying.
Okay, so, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's what's up. All right, my thing is this. I'm going to break the ice. I don't know if anybody else is online or whatever. But
thank you.
Stud on stud. I'm the type of person that believes that you love whoever you love.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, femme on femme, stud on stud, whatever. You love who you love. I personally, my first was a stud. Now, onto the label thing, it kind of coincides, but I am who I am. I don't do the labels either. You know, most of my friends consider me soft stud. Some say I'm a stem. Some say I'm a stud. I am who I am. I mostly date, you know, the more feminine type females, but currently I actually have a stud that's interested in me. And
okay.
I mean, like, straight dude, for real, you know?
Okay.
And they're pretty, you know, she's pretty cool, you know, and I was actually giving it some consideration, but, again, you know, like I said, the labels, I'm not big on the labels, you are who you are. It doesn't, being considered stud doesn't, basically, it doesn't say who you are, you know what I mean?
Right, I definitely know what you mean.
It doesn't, you know, define who you are, basically. So,
right,
that's my take.
Right.
I mean, you love who you love, go for it. You know, I'm like you. I support it all. It's whatever.
Exactly, because you know what though, because we were born alone in this world. You already know what I'm about to say at the end, right? We were born alone, and we're gonna die alone. And that's what I say. You
that's
know what
it.
Saying? Right, you know, and. A lot of people are going to hate on you. A lot of people are going to talk about you. But guess what? They talked about Jesus also. And they're talking about Obama.
Sure,
and they're talking about everybody. You get what I'm saying?
And that's what they're going to do, whether it's good or bad. It's just something to do. But I take it as this. You're talking about me. You're thinking about me. So I appreciate
exactly.
it.
Exactly. What Cat Williams say? If you don't have 15 haters by the mob, then you are not doing something. Okay?
That's true. That's right.
Exactly.
I'm all for it. I'm like you. I can get girly. I'll put on some pumps. I'll put on some Tims. It is what it is, you know?
Hey.
So, that's just it. But that's my take. I try to break the ice. Let's see if somebody else is going to come on.
Well, definitely thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. Do not go away. We're going to bring up some more topics, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
No doubt.
All right, ladies, pressing number one, right now we are discussing stud on stud. How do you feel about it? Is it legal? Should it be illegal? Is it okay for two studs to have sex with each other? Is it okay for two men-looking women to walk down the street holding hands and hugging? How do you feel about it? Keep it real. You asked me to talk about it. You begged me to talk about stud on stud. Press the number one. Also, we are talking about, are labels necessary? You know, do we really have to be put in a box? How do you feel about that? All right, you call 757-913. Talk to KC, baby. Hello? 757-913? All right.
I didn't think I wanted to talk. I might want to just listen.
Oh, okay, okay. It just had a thing said you wanted to talk, though. All right. Well, you don't want to say nothing about it?
Well,
I got you here.
Stud on stud. I mean, I don't know. It's not confusing to me. They can, because when you take off your clothes, you're a woman regardless.
Right.
So, it just looks weird to people, but it's just like two men liking two men.
I guess. Oh, that's right.
I mean, it's just weird, I guess, the attraction. Because I'm the type of person I am. Some men, some studs, I feel like if they're too manly, then I'm not attracted to them because that's like me being attracted to a man.
Right.
So if they're attracted to these women, and most stud on stud, they are beautiful. Most stud on studs, it don't be no, it's not ugly women. They are fine. They really are. I was like, damn. So, I don't know. It's a little weird, but, you know. Hey.
Different is hot, though.
But, yeah. Like I said, I don't know. It's still a little weird. But, you know, everyone can do what they want to do. We're all gay. We're all whatever. So you can do what you want to do. But it's just weird. I like women, and it's weird to me, so.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about that on another topic. That's pretty good. Going to it. I'm going to say, what? My girl, why is that weird?
I think that's what's about you, weird. I don't know. It's cool. We all brought
cool,
it together.
It's awesome, girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, now I want to just listen.
All right, well, thank you so much for breaking the ice again. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to come back to you, okay? Take that thing off that number one, girl.
I don't know how.
Oh.
It's my first time.
I'll find out, girl. I'll let you know. But I'll remember your number. I know not to hit you up, okay?
Oh! Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't beat me up. Look, you said you don't want to talk. So I don't want to make you talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad you said something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is my first time. Maybe next subject. I just want to listen to everyone else's opinion right now.
All right, so yeah, like I said, thank you again. Don't go nowhere. It's about to get crazy on here, all right?
I hear you. I might want to say something.
I hear you, girl. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, area code 443-839. How do you feel about stud on stud? And also, how do you feel about labels? Talk to me. Area code 443-839. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I don't really have, I don't know how I feel about labels because society will label you whether you define yourself or not. So at the end of the day, it's just you're either a lesbian or you're straight. You're either homo or heterosexual. So I don't know how I feel as far as label, because like I said, society will label you anyway. But on the issue of stud on stud, being a lesbian, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of weird saying that. And I know it's contradictory, but it's kind of weird because it's like, who in the relationship is more feminine than the other, and who scraping up on the other, or are y'all both doing it?
Okay. Do you think it's
sexy? So I'm just confused on it, period. Do I think it's sexy? No, I don't.
Yeah. You don't think it's sexy? Like, you can't see two hard body studs, like, getting it in, like, sweating? You can't see that?
Even the way you describe it don't sound sexy.
But why? Tell me why.
It's, I don't know. It's, to me, it's all in your attraction, and that's not attractive to me. But then it's contradictory, because if you're a left man and you like women, then it shouldn't be an issue. So it's just contradictory.
Okay, okay. So what about, I heard you say that society labels you anyway, but how do you feel about it? How do you feel about society labeling you? How do you feel about that?
I think it's all in your character and what you can handle. At the end of the day, I feel like you're just a woman or a man, and you like what you like. So it doesn't matter what they label you as. It's a matter of what you define yourself as.
Right. Okay. Okay, good answer, good answer. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere. We got a couple more topics coming up, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Area code 443-810. Talk to me. Tell me how you feel about stud on stud. And while you're at it, tell me how you feel about labels. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Rainbow.
Is it Rainbow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm
so
tired.
Rainbow?
But...
You say you're tired?
Yeah, tired.
I need you to wake up.
You know, I got a lot to say.
Huh?
I need to wake up. I got a lot
to
say.
Yeah, wake up, girl. Well, I know you're
going to
give me some good feedback. Huh?
I could do those.
Hey,
what was this? Stud on stud?
Yeah, stud on stud. How do you feel about stud on stud? You probably like it, don't you?
I mean, no, I don't like it. That's nasty. Why would I want to watch something like that? But at the same time, you can't judge a person, because at the end of the day, if you're gay, you're gay. Like the other person said, that's basically contradicting, because you're gay, like, you're still a female at the end of the day. But that's just
right.
Nasty, because I think two niggas having sex is nasty. And that's basically what it seems like to me, two niggas having sex is nasty.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you feel that it's nasty? Like, what makes you think it's nasty?
Because, I guess because I don't like the fact of hearing two niggas having sex, that's nasty. So, that's how I look at it, too fast, because they look like niggas manly as hell, and it's just nasty.
Okay, okay. So how do you feel about labels?
Mm-hmm.
You say how I feel about what?
Labels.
Labels? I don't know. I really don't have nothing to say about the labels. Because, I mean, you are what you are, and you're going to be what you are regardless. And people, like, nobody can't judge anybody, because they own, everybody has their own problems. So who are you to judge anybody? So
right.
Labels are labels to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, definitely don't go.
Show,
huh?
I missed the show. Mister is not even a word for one.
Hey, it's your own unique word. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's your word, girl. You gotta own it.
All
right.
Yeah.
We, you know, miss you too, sweetheart, and you know, definitely thank you for coming back, and thank you for the support. You know,
You know, I'm always here when I can.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. Don't go anywhere, though, okay? Because, you know, we're going to
okay.
do that after dark at 12 o'clock.
Oh,
all
Lord.
Right. Oh, Lord. All right. Area code 804-253. Talk to me. Tell me, how do you feel about stud on stud? And what are your thoughts about labels? Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how
yes.
are you?
Hey, how you doing, KC?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, as far as the stud on stud, it, how would I put it? By being the lesbian thing anyway, you get already criticized, so I'm not the type of person that's going to criticize someone that wants to go ahead do stud on stud. I mean, it's different from me. I'm not a stud myself. So I couldn't really put judgment if two people love each other and they decide to dress like boys. you know, that's on them. You know, we get judged a lot anyways. Enough judgment, criticism going on out, you know, as it is, per se. But me, I'm not sharing the scrap. Like, if you going, you know, like, the scrap is strictly for me. Like, you supposed to, you know, hit me with the scrap. I'm not going to sit up and scrap on up and hit you with the scrap. Like, no, we not even getting down like that. So, but as far as stud on stud, you know, if a person want to go ahead and do that, that's them, you know. Everybody, instead of sitting up there and being so judgmental, you should support them. If that's what they want to do, support them. You know, everybody needs to stick together anyway. Too much, you know, hatred, too much, you know, dislike, too much hateration going on. To basically make them feel like they got to go, you know, underground even more with their activities. You know, and just keep an open mind, you know. We only got one judge, you know, judge of them all, you know, and that's God himself or whatever. I'm not trying to get all religious, but that's the only judge, you know, that we going to have to pay for. That's the only one it should matter for. And as far as labels, it is what it is. You know, how would I consider with labels? It doesn't bother me as far as labels, but it is some people that be like, I don't do labels. Some people that I ran across that be like, they don't do labels. They haven't, like, I'm not going to say everybody, but the few that I have ran across that be like, yeah, I don't do labels. They are into, like, the stud on stud. They're, like, masculine sometimes, and then they, you know, they kind of, like, into the stud on stud. So I don't know, but as far as labels, it doesn't bother me. If someone decides to label me, hey, you know, to each his own. If that's the way that you can identify, you know, a person, you know, it doesn't bother me much, you know. So that's my input on it. So I had to catch y'all before I got out of school. You know, I just got out of school, so I'm like, I wanted to catch the show, you know, after I got out of school. So, but, yeah, that's my input on everything.
Well, definitely, definitely thank you for tuning in. She's on radio. You know, if you got time, don't go anywhere because I got a real freaky topic I want to ask everybody tonight. So, you know, if you can stay on a little bit longer, okay?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready to put the phone up in the charger now.
I know that's right, sweetheart. Well, thank you so much, okay?
Okay, thanks. Right.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, ladies, press the number one, because I want to know how you feel about stud on stud and labels. Stud on stud and labels. Come on now. I know y'all got something to talk about. All right, area code 757. Uh-oh. I think I've seen that number before. Okay. Come on now. I remember not to touch you. I remember. Don't beat me up. All right, ladies. Press the number one. We're talking about stud on stud labels. How do you feel about it? Is it cool? Like, if you're a stud, would you let another stud, you know, push up on you? Fems, do you think it's sexy? Do you think it's nasty? How do you feel, fems, when the law supplies studs are dating other studs? Come on now. I know they hit a nail. How do you feel when the sexiest stud in the room, I'm talking about old DeBrett-looking stud, old Dice Dixon-looking stud, old stud from another country-looking stud, start dating another stud from another country, just looking sexy, just great. How do y'all ladies feel? Because I know how I feel when I see two bad fams dating, you know what I'm saying? But that's another topic. But how do you feel about that, ladies, like when the supply of studs have gone stud? You know? Or how do you feel about people telling you you a femme because you wear weave? Or you a femme because you wear lip gloss, or you a femme because you get your eyebrows arched, or you a femme because you get your feet done. Come on, studs, I know they're ringing the bell, because I know a lot of studs get their feet and their nails done. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me. Like, tell me, how do you feel about the labels? People labeling you. People telling you you are this person because this other person does this, or they do that. Talk to me. Press the number one, ladies. I want to know exactly how you feel. All right, we're going to do 5 more seconds on that topic. Pressing number one. This is your last chance, ladies, to talk about stud on stud and labels. All right, well, let's get over to the She's On Out the Dark. She's On Out the Dark. If this is your first time listening, if you are under the age of 18, under, I ask that you please hang up. The reason why I say this, because this conversation might get a little bit too much for you. So this is just a disclaimer. I'm warning you, so if you stay on here, I got proof. I told you, get off. All right? I want to know, ladies, what is better? I got one. Ladies, how do you feel about grinding that click-on-click action? I want to know, ladies. I want you all to press the number one. I want to know how you ladies feel about the click-on-click action. Is it great? Is it not for you? You know, is it nasty? Come on, I know I got some freaks on here. I know I got, this is She's On. She's On is full of freaks now. All right? Area code 843-229. How do you feel about that grind and that click-on-click action? Hello, 843? All right, area code 443-839. Talk to me. Tell me, how do you feel about that click-on-click action? Hello, 443-839. All right, so y'all getting a little shy tonight. Area code 804-253. Talk to me. Tell me, how do you feel about the click-on-click action? Ladies, press that number one now. Come on, I know I got some freaks on here. Talk to me.
Hello, I'm back on here again.
I know that's right. Come on, talk to them. Great night.
I love it. I love it. I'm a fan of it. I am. Especially like if you kick it with that person like that, because you can't do that with everybody. Because some people, they, you know, they got some clinical issues, some STD issues. So you got to be safe when you do it. If you're doing it with your significant other, like, that is just like the best feeling. Like, their wetness, your wetness, your heat, your heat. Oh my God! Then it's like even in the heat of the moment. Oh, no, let me stop.
Keep going.
That's like the best feeling in the world. And in a way, it just makes you feel like you connect with them more, because they kind of like, you kind of like making up for them not having like a real penis. So in a way, you know, you just kind of like feeling them more in what you, you know, could really, you know, do. Some people, it's not for, but like, you got to be shaved, like, for one. Like, you can't be walking around with a fro down there and stuff like that all month down there. When you got that junk shaved, put that little skin back, yeah, got something popping. Like, I'm down for it. Like, goddamn, that's my junk.
So let me ask you a question, because we got to get nasty right quick. You know, it's after dark. Do you prefer a woman to have piercings on her bottom, you know, while the clit on clit action is taking place, or do you prefer it to be a bare naked clit? You know, like, how that?
I never ran across one with a hood piercing. Like, I never ran across one with a hood piercing. Like, I said, I would get one. Like, but I never ran across somebody. It wouldn't bother me none, though. I'd be kind of, like, scared if I snagged that junk, like, whoa. Like, I don't know if I, you know, but no, it wouldn't bother me none. It was close to entrance, but no, I ran over there, ran across anybody that, you know, ran, you know, have got it done, that I have been with. Man, I had friends that I get, they got theirs done or whatever like that, but I never ran across anybody like that. But no, it wouldn't bother me. Mm-mm. Probably entrance, but.
Okay, let me ask you another question. So you say you like, you love grinding, right? So what part about grinding do you love the best? Do you love the wetness, or do you love the motion? Which, like, what gets you off more?
Probably, like, it would be the wetness and the warmth of it.
Mm.
it would probably be like them two. So like the motion, it helps. But like if you don't have like no wetness or nothing right there, like what is the point of the motion or whatever? You wanna feel it all. You want all your senses to be enhanced with that one.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to necessarily just have like all just emotion. Like you want to feel something. Okay, if you got to stick your finger down there, you want to feel something.
Exactly. You don't want to be rubbing sandpaper pussies together. You know, that hurts. I think that hurts. I don't think that'd be good. All right. Is there anything you want to ask, Casey? While I got you here, you want to ask any questions?
I inbox you about that hair show. You ain't never hit me back.
Oh, Lord, we'll talk about that later. You and me. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
It's after dark.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all you had to ask me. All right. Area code 757-913, talk to me. How do you feel about that grind and that click-on-click action?
I actually don't like it. I don't like it. But my ex actually did like it. But like she was saying earlier, that's something that you have to feel really comfortable with someone. Because I don't have sex for everybody. And I'm damn sure not bumping my vagina, my clean, fresh, just my temple against somebody else's and it's not their temple. I'm not doing that. So I don't, it's just, I don't know. So I'm not a fan of it. I never really got into it, I guess. And I've liked girls since I was 13. And, you know, some girls started humping when they was little. I just never started humping. Hair was more my thing. But that's left field. But I don't like it. It does nothing for me. Unless I'm drunk and I'm just there for my girlfriend. I like stages the whole time we were together.
Okay. Well, Lord, I had questions about that, but you just took all my answers. I was going, why you just told me everything. See, I like you. You're awesome.
So, yeah.
So, you know, so this is your time to, you know, just fan Wednesday. You have anything you want to ask, Casey?
How much is VIP for Pride, for She Pride?
Before May 1st, it is $35.
Mm-hmm. And I have to go on that
May
website?
1st? Yeah, you have to go on the website, www.shepride2014.eventbrite.com or...
Hey, I have the website. I can go on the internet.
Oh, you know what? You're feisty. You're a little feisty. I see you're feisty.
We're going to ask you the question. How do you feel about, you know, bumping, you know?
Well, first of all, I like anything wet. You know, I love wetness. I love juiciness. You know, I love, first of all, my clit is my temple, but also my clit is one of my number one spots. Okay? First of all, before we even get into anything called grinding, I got to be comfortable with you first, just like you said. And also, it has to smell fresh. You know, I'm going to stick my finger down in your clit. And I want to act like I'm going to be playing with your pussy. You know, it's going to be like a swoosh, swoosh, swoosh motion. And then I'm like, you know how it is in the bedroom. I'm going to take my hands, right? I act like I'm having phone sex, right? I'm going to take my fingers,
yes.
I'm going to rub my fingers up to your hair, right? And then I'm going to do like a whoosh, like a Diana Ross little whoosh in the face. You know what I'm saying?
What is this no whoosh?
And it's like a whoosh. Like
I have a topic.
Okay.
So, it's about the whoosh. So what if you, well, that and the freshness. So what if you were, you know, what do you do? Before you have sex with a girl, what do you do before to know that they're fresh down there?
Oh, okay. Well, let me finish what I was saying. All right. then you do the whoosh, it's like a waterfall in front of the face, right? All right? Now, if she turn her nose up against her own pussy, what make you think I'm going to eat her pussy? Hell no.
That's right.
But is she making faces? I'm making faces. I got the dough. Girl, I got a crisis going on. I got to get the hell up out of here, because if she don't like this pussy, I'm not going to like it either.
I know that's right.
You know
I think that's what
she
needs you to kiss me.
I'm telling you, baby, you got to do the whoosh by her nose. You got to do like the waterfall. You know what I'm saying? Like a ooh, ooh.
You
know what I'm saying? You got to do like a Madea waterfall life. They got to do it. Kevin Hart, I woke up like, do you know how he did it, right? He had that thing. He was like, I woke up like this, like the waves. You got to do it. I'm trying to tell you. Because these women these days are scandalous. These women are catching STDs and HIVs and blue waffles and diseases that you never heard of because.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that blue waffles. Oh, my God. You're right, and that's why, you know, some people need to keep their legs closed. Some people don't need to be out here humping.
Exactly, because first of all, if I look at your cuckoo, and they got teeth, honey, like the blue waffle had teeth, honey, look.
What's the problem?
I'm gone. Hollow. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, while we're talking about that, ladies, wrap up. They got dental dam. They got health clinics. She probably going to have plenty of that. Huh? Finger wraps. If you can't afford a finger wrap or a dental dam, get some plastic.
You need to be secure and safe with the person that you was. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctor nowadays. Hell, we can go together. It's because, you know, I necessarily don't want to go through all that. I want to be able to have some free, freaky sex, you know?
I know that's right. Free, girl. Free. You nasty.
But with the right part. No.
I'm just joking.
Trust me. I don't give this away. It's too good.
I know that's right. You gotta clean. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You gotta clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me.
All right, I'm back to listening. Cue me in next time.
All right. Just pressing number one. Ladies, pressing number one, because I definitely want to hear what you got to say about click grinding. Do you like it or do you not like it? Like, do you like the moisture? Do you like the motion? Or you just think it's a little bit too much? Press number one and talk to me. Or if you're just listening and you want to talk about stud on stud, press number one. Or if you want to have your input on labels, press number one. Let's go to another topic. Let's talk about bisexual studs. Ding, 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 ding. Let's talk about bisexual studs. How do you ladies feel about studs that are out there having sex with men? How do you feel about that? And I'm talking these hardcore ones, like question number one. I want to know your input on bisexual studs. Let's go. Area code 443-839. Talk to me. How do you feel about bisexual studs, 443? All right. Any ladies out here pressing number one, talk to me. Erico 410-585. We're talking about stud on stud, labels, click grinding, and bisexual studs. Talk to me, 410-585. Let's go.
How you doing?
I'm all right, and you?
All right. I'm calling about the topic about the bisexual doms, or studs, as y'all call them. I'm a stud myself, or dumb, whatever you want to call it, and I think that's not right, because that's how a lot of diseases is getting into our gay community, because doms or femmes go outside of our comfort zone and bring stuff back into us. Like, if you're a dom and you're going to sleep with a man and not using protection, and you come back and hit your girl, then you break up with your girl, then your girl will hit another girl, and you just lead it into one big circle. Like, I live in Baltimore, so Baltimore is not a very big place, you see what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure you're going to hit somebody of a friend you know, you know what I mean? And it's just not right. Like, I don't get it. If you a dom and you want to be bisexual, then why not go straight or be a femme? Don't be trained or role as a man and then you're still to go to sleep with a man. I don't get it. Like, it confuses me. I'm not saying that I'm against it. I mean, to each his own, but that's just not my cup of tea. But I'm just saying that's basically how a bunch of diseases are getting back to us. Like you said, like the woman said before, is that in this day and age, you can go to the hospital with your girls. Like any past relationships I've been in, I always go to the hospital with my woman to make sure that everything's right. Even if you trust a woman to the fullest, you never know.
Right.
There's always something in the back of your head. So that's just my opinion on that. And for the stud on stud situation, I'm not too comfortable with that. Like, I have my best friend is a stud. Like, she's a dom, but we've been best friends before we even knew we were gay. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Not like I knew her after. But, like, if a dom was to come up to me and be like, I want your number, I was like, I'll probably flip out first. And then I'll probably flip up first. Like you said, you can't do the I strap up, you strap up. No, that's one person in the bedroom's role, and that's how it's going to stay. Like, I'm strapping up with you, da 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 da. That's cool. Like, you want to give me some hit? Like, they said, don't touch me, dom. I ain't trying to hit none of that. I take some hit any day.
No, that's right.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, I'm still a woman. I mean, if I'm giving you yours, why can't I get mine? But it's just a lot of mixed emotions with a lot of the topics you had tonight. I sat back and listened before I, you know, jumped in, but that one caught me right there.
Yes, I know. I understand, especially that bisexual stud one.
That was
I knew somebody was going to push it. I knew it. If I was to talk about that. That's you do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I support everything. I approve
right.
his message. But, you know, like, you a hardcore-ass girl dude. You know what I'm saying? You bending over for Mike, like, bend him over Beckham Daddy. And he like, yeah. You like, ooh. Like, I don't know if I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, daddy. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Talking
like,
my
dreads,
hold up.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, Paul.
Oh, I like it.
I-T-T. What the fuck? No, excuse me for my language. 17-year-old, I told you, I warned you. you know, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
To each his own, but, I mean, let's keep the STDs and the, like you said, the blue waffles, and that crap is nasty.
Did you see it? It got teeth.
Yes. It got teeth.
Yes. It has teeth. It's a, I don't know, like, I would, you know what I would do? Like, if I was to ever catch the blue waffle, like, I will throw syrup in her face. You hear me? I don't know how I would feel if I was to catch an STD from somebody. Like, ooh, good topic. We're talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how I would feel about that. Like, ooh, I don't know.
I'd be in jail. That's pretty much my answer. I'd be in jail.
I think I would be, like, death row. Like.
Yeah. Throw me under the jail.
Yes, because I'm messing up tires. I'm going up in the house. I'm eating a lot of food. I'm taking all the groceries with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm smacking her with the bread. I'm not lying. Like, I am, like, going grocery shopping at her house, and she's coming with me. Like, I'm serious. I'm making a sandwich out of her head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting syrup on her blue waffle. I'm serious. Like, it's going to be a problem.
I believe.
It's going to be a problem. I don't know. I got mad.
Just think about
it. I got a little perturbed. Yes, I got mad a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ew. I don't know. But still back to that Paul and that ooh, daddy, ooh. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, no.
Oof. What about pregnant studs? How do you feel about that pregnant? We're not talking about the studs that are planned pregnancy. We're linking the bisexual studs and the pregnant studs together. Like, how do you feel about the hardcore men having sex with men for pleasure and then popping up with babies? Like, how do you feel about that?
I'm gonna have to say it's funny to me because they say they wasn't having sex with them
for the pleasure that they say they was having sex with him because they wanted a baby. There's
right.
a difference.
Right.
Know, having sex for pleasure, they're coming up pregnant, that's your fault. Now, if you planned it, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm a dom, and I'm eventually going to be a child of my own one day. But, see, I'm
right.
planning ahead. I'm not sleeping with men and then pop up pregnant and be like, oh, babe, this baby is for us. No. 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 That's one step up for me killing a person because, like, you messing with people's balances of life. How can I put this? You messing with your own girl here. You come in the house pregnant and she's not pregnant. I think she'll kill you. Like,
right.
So you not only are you cheating on me, but you're cheating on me with a dude and you're a dom. Like, who would be more hurt? Like, I think you've been losing that situation, like, very bad. I can't even, I don't know what else to say about that, because.
You get mad, too. I got mad. I got real mad. Like, I don't know, like. And then, like, you a man, and then you're a nigga bitch, and then you going in with the real bitch nigga, you know what I'm saying? You up in there
right.
in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? And the doctor's like, what the hell's going on?
Who's the daddy?
Like, who's the daddy? Like, for real, like, both of y'all look like the dad. Oh, okay. I guess this is an Adam and Adam situation, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like,
right. You got two dads and a mom.
I don't know. I hate that. Like, no. I don't think, I don't know. But I, look, I don't, like I said before, I support everybody. I don't knock anything, but I'm going to speak my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's pretty much how I feel.
Exactly.
You don't come over here with your opinion of me.
Right.
Your opinion
and I put
yourself.
Exactly. Keep that sausage over there, honey. Keep the sausage over there. Yes, keep it over there by Paul and Mike and Duke, nigga. I don't want your Duke, and I'm not giving you none of my mayonnaise. I'm just saying. That's nasty. Oh, gosh. Whew. I got mad. But definitely, I want to thank you for coming on here and hyping me up because, you know, we had a good conversation.
No problem.
And do not go anywhere because I'm going to have a couple more topics. So, you know, I'm going to bring something up the top of my dome. Well, if you have a topic, you want to talk about something?
Marriage, gay marriage.
Oh, Lord.
I'm recently married.
You're recently married? Well, first of all, congratulations to that.
Thank you.
And you know what I like about it, too? You actually claimed it. But you know, a lot of people, they don't claim that they're in a relationship. They, you know, they're not faithful. So
yeah.
I want to say, first of all, congratulations on that. And I thank you for being one of the people that are out there that claim their boo. Okay.
Thank you.
And what do you want to know about gay marriage?
How are we going to make... All right, well, my one-year anniversary just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been together officially 1 year, February 28th.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel like we're the old married couple already. Like, sitting in the bed... I'm watching TV, she reading a book, and it's like, this is not what we should be doing right now.
Right.
I'm a little confused, but see, the thing about it is, she's 36, I'm 25.
Oh, yeah. You say 36 and 25?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, she's a little more reserved. You know, She's matured a lot. You know, 36, normally, they know what they want out of life. They, girl, you got you some season pussy. I know that's fresh, girl. You better claim claim. You know, she's not really, not talking to her, she's not about the club life. She's not about turning up too much, you know, and she just want to be quiet, which is okay because we all want somebody like that. You know, I mean, you know, we still have a little bit of fun, but if you feel like you want to spice the relationship up, go talk to her. That's your wife. Go tell her your needs and your demands. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Cause
y'all could spice it up. Trust me. First, y'all got married, or y'all saw something with each other, You know, maybe what it is right now, you're married, you're a little too comfortable with each other, and maybe your mental and your emotional connection has fallen a little bit. You know, get back to where y'all were. Y'all need to have, like, a candlelight dinner, maybe lay down in a bed with some wine and just you hold her and y'all just have a real romantic, not sex, romantic talk.
Okay.
Y'all talk to each other and you ask her, you know, her needs and her wants. Because you don't know how to make her happy if she's not talking to you. And she don't know how to make you happy if you're not talking to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm real big on marriage. You know, one day I want to get married. One day I hope I find a lovely woman, you know, relationship, and I go down the road that you go through. But you know what? That's marriage life. You know, I see what my mother and my father went through. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not just y'all. It happens. Sometimes it just... You know, you just have to spice it back up. Do the things y'all used to do. Matter of fact, don't do the things y'all used to do. Just do it a little better.
Okay.
Definitely don't give up, though. That's your queen.
Oh, no, I ain't giving up. I just needed a little bit of guidance.
Yeah. Well, you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah.
She's a little older. You know, she's a little set in her ways right now. You know, she may, you know, the book may be her TV. Some, you know, some people don't like TV. You know?
Yeah, she.
So that may be her little peace of mind. You know, book, she read a book and she's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what you might can do? You might can go over there and say, baby, what you reading? I'm a little interested. Tell me about the book.
She reading school books. Talk about forensic psychology and stuff.
Oh, well, damn. Well, you know what? Okay, guess what? You got an education, girl. She got education.
Yeah.
You should be like, boo, so since you over there reading about that, can you tell me how to do this? You know, spice it up. You know, just get it into her world. You know, there's something she like to do. So you just got to, you know, just get into her world. Even if you don't like it, learn to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about compromise.
Yeah. I've learned that over the last year.
Indeed, man, indeed. Y'all gonna be okay. I got faith in y'all.
That's all I got is faith.
Yeah, you gotta have faith, man. If you don't got faith, what else you got? Without
nothing.
Faith, you're not going nowhere, real talk. You know what I'm saying?
No, I knew that.
But like I said, you married her, so that means you see a lot in her. So just get back. You know, get back. Play some music. Make a dance. Baby, let's dance. Let's slow dance. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no rhythm.
You don't got no rhythm? Let me tell you what to do. Let me tell you what I do. You feel me? Because I don't got no rhythm either. Like, I just bounce up and down to do my two-step. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
do my two-step all day.
Look, it could be some, you know, that song Happy. Because, you know, like, for real, like,
yeah.
When music come on like that. Like, I do the whole dance, like, to a soul song, I'm not lying, like, oh, my God, what KT doing, girl? She doing the happy dance, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do the wobble. I would do the wobble to some Luther Vandross. I'm not.
Look, I do electric slide to every dance. Two steps.
Exactly. Look, you got to incorporate your own dance. You know, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But you have anything else you want to ask?
No, that's it right now.
That's it. Well, I thank you. And like I said, don't give up on your wife. Y'all make it happen. You know, y'all do a little talking. Y'all get that mental and that emotional connection back where it was at first. What led y'all to each other in the first place. You know, it's just, y'all got to look comfortable. You know,
yeah.
But you always got to make it, you always got to make your relationship spicy and make it fun and, you know, it should be like two little kids, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I like to wrestle and stuff with my boo. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I get a girlfriend one day, you know, I like to wrestle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want us to grow old together, but I don't want to be that old couple.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you
I want to be like
the... Feel.
Exactly. Like, I want to be like that couple off, what's that movie? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You might know what I'm talking about. It's I'm gonna find. I'm going Netflix. I think it's something about Play the Game or something like that. It's on Netflix. And you said it was who?
She could play that game.
It was like about this Caucasian. This Caucasian old man, and he was trying to get back into the dating scene. And he met this woman, you know, and they met at the, well, actually they met, I forget how they met, but it all boiled down to the same woman that he was interested in. He never could talk to her. But as time flew by, guess what? They was in the same nursing home, like the whole time. It was in the same nursing home, you know what I'm saying? And he finally got the courage to ask her out, but once they started dating, it was like, oh, my God. It was like they were both 25 years old. Just was doing great stuff together, you know, like going out, bowling. I mean, it was like 85, 90 years old, but you would never think that, you know, because they was just, they was walking a little faster than me. Like, they was really enjoying each other, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want something like that. I want me a Jay-Z and Beyonce, honey. You hear me?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
They look a little mad at each other, but I do want that. You know what? Maybe like a Bonnie and Clyde. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. There you go.
Yeah, that's a relationship. Yes. Yes. Like I said, don't give up on your marriage. Make it happen. Make it spicy. Get that emotional and mental connection together. And when you get that, y'all will spice it right on up. Y'all know what to do.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, you're so welcome. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to ask you some more questions because I'm just nosy like that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Area code 901-949. Tonight's topic is stud on stud. We're talking about labels, ladies. Press number one also if you have not talked to me yet. We're also talking about pregnant studs. We're talking about bisexual pregnant studs. We're talking about clit-on-clit action. You can even ask me a question. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you ask me anything, advice, whatever. We ranting tonight, you know? So let's talk to me. 901-949. Let's go. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so I have a question. I'm following you actually on Facebook, and I just so happen to go in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question, okay? I done met this girl. We stay in two different states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking for around about, I want to say a month and a half, 2 months. We totally clicked when we, you know, first started talking all the way up until now. We go to sleep on the phone together. It's like we're just so in love, you know. So I'm going to see her tomorrow, and this is my first time flying on a plane. And she just seemed like to be everything that I want. But I kind of feel like, you know, we're moving too fast, in a sense.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How long have you all been talking?
About a month and a half, 2 months.
Okay.
And she's talking about marrying me. She sent me pictures of wedding rings every day. You know, I think it's sweet, but...
So before I give my input, what is it actually that you want? You know, what kind of advice that you want from me? Because I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut, you know, but I want to know
just
exactly.
Just tell me how you feel.
How I feel? Huh. You show you how I feel?
Yeah.
This is how I feel. First of all, I don't know if you remember Shakespeare. Remember Shakespeare?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Romeo and Juliet? This is how I feel about love. Love has no time, distance, nor place. Okay, you're going to see this woman tomorrow. And while you're with her, you'll get to see another side of her that you didn't get to see on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling her and she's feeling you, first of all, don't worry about what nobody got to say about your relationship. Okay, that you have with
this
woman.
That's not a problem.
Don't worry about when you make it happen, don't worry about nothing. First of all, it's all about your happiness and her happiness. Now, what I will tell you to do, just because of what I've been through in my previous relationships, and pretty much I'm pretty sure you've been through it too. You know, everybody introduces you to their representative in the beginning of the relationship. Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been cordial with people for 10 years and just found out how fucked up of an individual they were this year or last year or year before that. All I'm going to do is tell you, take it slow. Take it slow.
Sure.
And see if this is really where you want to go. Get to know her ins and outs. Don't just rush into it. You get what I'm saying? Like, just take your time. Let it flow. You know, if it's right, God's going to lead you exactly where he wants you to be. If she's meant for you, she's going to be with you regardless. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, and then you'll know, like.
For me.
Right, because you're
I don't mean, I'm sorry,
right?
I don't mean to cut you short, but she calling on the other line. I don't mean to cut you short. I thank you for your advice, and I'm going to stay tuned in.
Oh, thank you.
So if you could just talk about that topic, and, you know, I'll just listen in every now and then.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, I had love like that before. Definitely had love like that. I'm pretty sure we all have met somebody on the internet, blind date, chat line, or something, and fell in love with them on the phone. I like that. I love fresh love. Ladies, pressing number one, I want to talk to you. You can ask me anything. You can even, ask Casey. You can say, Casey, what's your favorite color? Where are you from? Merry Christmas. You can say anything. We're talking about studs on studs. We're talking about bisexual studs. You can ask me a question about She Pride 2014. You can ask me about an interview, if you're a music or whatever. You can ask me anything. This is your time to talk to Casey and get whatever it is out. How do you feel about studs that are bisexual? How do you feel about studs that are bisexual, that have sex with men and then wind up pregnant, but they do it for pleasure? Talk to me. All right, you call 817-204. Talk to me. 817-204. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Yeah. How's everything going?
Everything is going awesome. What about yourself?
I'm pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
so,
I just have some questions.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm not sure if I'm, you know, if I'm into women of some sort. But
I can't hear you.
I do like
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Can you talk a little bit clearer for me?
Oh, yeah. I said I'm not really sure if I'm, you know, if I like women, but. I mean, if I'm into women, but I do like women, and I'm kind of confused, like, right now, because I do like women, but I'm not sure if I want to be with one or some sort. So I just wanted, you know, some advice on what to do.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find women attractive?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
When you walk past a sexy woman, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Make you just think about some things in your brain, right?
Yeah.
Think about some things you want to do or some things you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you intimate with men or, you know, like in relationships with men?
Not really.
See, that is your answer right there. That's your answer right there. This is what I'm going to tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, you will never know until you experiment. You know, we all know you like women, because you said you like women. So we're going to X that out. We're going to X out the I don't know, because we know you feel some type of way when you get around women. You know, what I'm going to say to you is this. be yourself. Love who you love. You know, if you want to try it out with a woman, try it out with a woman. Who's going to check you? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You will never be happy in this world not going for what you want. Go for what you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Try it out. There's nothing wrong with being a lesbian, baby, because I love it. I've been a lesbian for a long time. Okay? There's nothing wrong with it.
All right.
We are awesome, you know? Come on, join the club, girl. Okay? Girl, we turn up. Us lesbians are off the chain. You hear me? I think you'll like it over here. You know? If you like women, join us. We love them too, girl. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Yeah, because it's like this mixed feelings. Well, I had, like, boyfriends before, but then, you know, I didn't, like, get, like, intimate with them. Like, you know, we didn't have sex or anything because I'm, like, I don't feel comfortable, you know, being with you and stuff like that. So I break up with them. But then when I, you know, when I'm around women, it's different, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what type of woman are you attracted to? Attracted to the more masculine type or the more feminine type or both?
Probably both.
Girl, you are a noble lesbian goddess, honey. Join the group. Girls, if you like both, that means you are in for the kill. And I say go for what you know. I say try it. You would never know until you try it.
Mm-hmm.
Approach a, you know, are you scared to approach a woman?
Yeah. Because I really haven't come out yet, so, you know.
Right.
This is my first time talking to someone about, you know, the way I feel.
Well, I'm glad that you were open with me. I feel good that you opened up to me. You know, it's not hard, you know. You can even, you know how you can do it for real. You could just do like a little flirt, like a harmless flirt with a woman, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you know she's gay. You know, and just see where it go. I just feel like if you like women, you want to try, experiment. Yeah, like, you know, like I said before, you'll never know. Just try it out. It's awesome. It is, girl. Just be safe. Use protection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Safe. That's with anybody. I don't care who it is. You be safe and use protection. And I see you. I think I see you on top. You gonna be okay. You gonna be okay. And I want you to, when you have your first experiment, I want you to come back and talk to Casey and tell me exactly how I feel. Because I already know it's gonna feel good. It's gonna feel awesome. Especially if you try that clit on clit action. Yes, honey, it is the business. You gotta try it. It's like eating a bucket of chicken, girl. I'm not lying. I like chicken, so it's awesome. You'll like it. I think you will. Do you have any more questions, sweetheart? Hello? 817? All right. Ladies, press that number one. Ask Casey anything. Talk about bisexual studs. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm taking advice. I'm taking questions. We're talking about stud on stud. We're talking about pregnant bisexual lesbians, bisexual studs. We're talking about gay marriage. We're talking about everything on CJON Radio. Or even if you want to come up with a topic, we can talk about the topic. Like, we can talk about anything. All right? So I want y'all ladies to press number one. If you are not in the queue and you want to talk to KC, dial 646-716-6977. Ladies, you can also listen to She's On Radio, www.blogtalk.radio/She's On Radio, if you want to listen online. Press number one, ladies. Talk to KC. Ask me anything. Press the number one. We're going to go five. Four. Press number one, ladies. Don't be scared. Three. All right, area code 757-913. Talk to KC.
Hey.
Hey.
I heard it like 3 times tonight. So what's the problem with that? With Studs getting strapped by him? What's wrong with that?
Me personally, I don't think anything is wrong with that. I feel that first of all, Studs are women. God created women to be penetrated. You get what I'm saying?
Don't say that because I don't like penetration.
I mean, but you get what I'm saying, right? That's what the vagina is for. You know, it's not saying everybody likes it or whatever, but that's what it was made for the penis to go into the coochie.
The real penis in the coochie, the fake penis in the coochie, but I do like the strap women.
Right. So you get what I'm saying. So it is a lot of stuff. Cause I do know some studs that like to be strapped. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I also know some studs that also it goes back to labels. It goes
mm-hmm.
back to what they're scared that their woman is gonna go back and tell everybody they let them strap them. First of all, I'm gonna say about 85% of the studs out here, not gonna say all, but 85% is only like maybe 13%. I'll say 13 to 15% that haven't even been with a male. You know what I'm saying? It's like 85%.
It's more studs out here
That's what I'm saying. 85% of the studs had boyfriends before. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
my whole thing is, you liked it with that man, why your girlfriend can't do it? You get what I'm saying? If you really love her that much and you know you like penetration, don't front. Get it in. The sex is, the bedroom is for what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's how I feel. Like, I don't knock nobody. I love it. I love any type of sex you want to have. For me, KC, it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? But I strap up a film. I don't want no strap up in me, though. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
I don't knock no studs to get it there. I support everything in the movement. But I don't know.
I don't know if it
is. City smacking me and fucking me at the same time. I don't know.
I mean,
that
I like films and studs, so maybe that's what makes me different. I can appreciate, some women, some films, they don't really appreciate a woman's body. Like, some women who are even, I don't even know how the fuck you gay and you don't want to touch a woman. But anyway.
Exactly.
But,
girl, touch me.
Well, yeah, so I can appreciate a woman's body, so therefore, I do like to do it. But, some people don't get that. They have to, that's not right. And another question, why are studs intimidated of women? What makes them not want to talk to them when they see them? What makes them not approach them?
Approach women?
Yeah, studs.
What you mean by that?
Approach them, women. Approach them. Approach them anywhere. If you're just out, if you see a woman and you want to approach her, whether you're in the club, whether you're on a social network, whether you're wherever you are.
Well, I don't know about other people. I don't really know. I mean, maybe they're shy. Maybe they scared of rejection. I know a lot of people that are scared of rejection. You know what I'm saying? You do have some bold ones that don't care about rejection. But you have a lot of people that are shy. They go for fams too. Like, you just don't want to be rejected. A lot of people don't like rejection.
And I understand that. But sometimes you just have to, if you want something, you have to go for it.
You got to go
sitting
for
around
it. You
just looking at it. Yeah, sitting around just looking at it, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Exactly. Because you never know. They might like you too. And then
right.
If you don't go for it, then you just missed out. Like, you could have just had you a bad girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I've turned women down because they went through somebody else. I don't like that. Like, I've known
girl,
you for years.
Girl, who are you telling that whole blind date thing? That is awful. And the hell date. Because all blind dates be hell dates. I'm just saying. Yes. Look, I don't know what nobody else been through, but I'm telling you what I've been through, okay? They all have been hell dates. But I feel you. I agree with everything you're talking about right now.
I don't think I have anything else right now.
will definitely come back, all right?
I will. All
right, sweetheart. Ladies, all press right. that number one. See, dude, just like they did, ask me anything. You can ask, you can even, like, if you're going through some problems with your relationship or anything, like, you talk to me, you know? Even if you want to say, hey, KC, Merry Christmas, you can even say, hey, KC, I woke up like this. You can say some. Pressing number one, because I want to talk to you all. I miss you all. It's been 3 months. You know what I'm saying? So talk to KC. Are you code 817204? Oh, you back. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my phone's stupid.
I think it's stupider than my phone, so I understand. I understand. So, you know, did that make you feel a little bit better about approaching women?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go for what you know, sweetheart. Just follow your heart, follow your mind, follow you. First of all, you know, a lot of people. What are your fears with that? Do you have any fears, like, with coming out?
Yeah, like, fear of, you know, what my family would say and stuff like that. How they would react.
Right. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
How old 19. Are you? You're 19. Oh, you're a baby. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what my dad said to me. And that's that. You don't hear too much of it. People say my dad, lesbian, animal, dumb, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what my dad said to me.
Mm-hmm.
My dad said, this is what he told me. And I could not believe that he told me this because he's a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said to me. I said, Dad, I like women. He said, knucklehead, I knew that. My dad already knew I was gay. He said, you got long cornrows. I had cornrows back in the day, girl. He was like, you got long cornrows, and don't no boys call the house or women. And you always got to talk sexy on the phone when you talk to them. My dad, he was just real, real blunt with it. He was just like, you know, I don't agree with what you're doing, but I still love you. You're still my child. You're going to get people in your family, and just your family, your friends, your peers, social media, when you come out, you're going to get people that's not going to agree with you. You get what I'm saying? And it could be people that are so close to you that it's going to hurt. But this is what I'm going to tell you. This is my advice to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like I told the other girl, you were born in this world alone. And you're going to die in this world alone. Nobody's opinion about you should be none of your business. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That should be none of your business. If you like women, you like women. You know? If
mm-hmm.
they do not accept you for who you are, family, friend, whatever, that they don't love you genuinely. Because a person that loves you genuinely will support you flaws and all. Okay? All
right.
They will support you flaws and all. Okay? All
right.
Blood makes you related. Loyalty makes you family. You heard that before?
Mm-mm. That's my first time.
Blood makes you related. Loyalty makes you family. So what I'm challenging you today is to sleep on it. And you know what? You can even go about it like a don't ask, don't tell. In the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Make sure this is what you want before you even announce it. You get what I'm saying? You know, meet your female. Experiment. I'm not saying that you have to have sex with her, but you're going to experiment with her mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. I mean, sex is great, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
yeah.
you gotta let these girls wait for the cookies because they're so precious, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people take the cookies and they get crazy. So you got to make sure this person is good mentally, you know? So get to know your nice little young lady, you know, experiment with her mentally, physically, emotionally. And then if you come to your conclusion that you want to be with women, then you tell. But you know what, too? You're not obligated to tell nobody either.
Mm-hmm.
For real, ain't nobody business, for real. Ain't nobody business, you know, you like women, that's your business. You gotta tell nobody, girl. You just be fruitful, honey, and just keep it to yourself if you want to. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna feel good. You're not gonna feel good because then you gotta hide who you are.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I don't know. You don't wanna be in a closet, girl. The closet stinks. It is junky. You get sweaty up in there, honey. The socks stink. You know, just, it's not cute. You don't want to be in no closet for the rest of your life, you know?
I don't know.
I just say, come out the closet when you're ready. Not when nobody else wants you to be ready. When you are ready. And when you do come out the closet, girl, then you will be singing, what her name is, Lady Gaga. You're going to have that little black outfit on. You was born this way, okay? I'm trying to tell you. Girl, I went to the gay parade, girl. The guy was running down the thing. You hear me? And I ain't lying. Girl, I was the parade. You hear me? Girl, I'm trying to tell you. Just be yourself, baby. Just be yourself and don't worry about what nobody else got to say to you. And you're still young. You still got time to grow. You still got time to think about it. You know, I support you.
Thank you.
I support you. She's on radio, supports you. The callers and the listeners support you. And the lesbians support you, girl. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know lesbians on the phone like, girl, come out, come out. They tell you to come out. Come out, girl, come out. You know? So this is to you and to anybody else who's on the line that is scared to come out. Be yourself. Be yourself. Because long as you love you, that's all that matter. Long as you love you, that's all that matter. Because you're going to have people to talk about you all day. But, girl, I pay it. I pays it. People talk about me every day. You think I care? I used to care about what people say about me. But as you grow older, you're like, girl, whatever. They hating. They hating on me, girl. You know? But I'm proud of you, okay? I'm proud of you for stepping out of that comfort zone and letting it loose. I'm telling you, you're gonna feel better. I think you're going to feel better after the night. You're going to wake up like, I'm gay. I'm telling you. Listen to me, girl. But, you know, like I said, I want to thank you for calling. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere because, you know, I'm going to ask you some more questions, too. Or do you have any more questions for me? You can ask me anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sure do.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, even though I met like women that I met actually not be like, you know, attractive.
You say you don't think you're attractive? Them,
so I don't know.
I can't hear you, sweetie. Say it again.
You know, my other question or, you know, concern was like that.
Okay.
I actually may not feel or look attractive enough. For some women, and that's a problem. Because I think I have, like, you know, low self-esteem, and I'm trying to, you know, get rid of that.
So, and all, you feel like you're not attractive enough?
Yeah, like, I'm not attractive enough, you know, things
Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking. On the day you were born, you were created to be beautiful. I don't care what nobody, that goes back to say about not caring about what other people have to say about you, okay? Now, on the inside of you, I'm telling you, I don't even know what you look like, okay? I don't even know what you look like, but I know you're beautiful. I know you're a beautiful woman. You know why I know you're a beautiful woman? Because God created you. He created everybody unique, and he created everybody different. We all have our own look. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do, this is your homework again tonight. I want you to go to that mirror and say, you know what, Casey said I'm beautiful, and I believe her. And say, I have faith that I am a beautiful woman. I know I'm a beautiful woman. That's what you do. I don't want to hear no more about you think you not beautiful or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you are beautiful. But you gotta claim it. You got to claim it and know that you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You are beautiful. You are. Just like that.
Thank
in
you.
That order. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, now. Now say it for me. Say, I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
All right, now. That's what I like to hear. All right?
All right.
All right, now. Don't go away. I'm going to come back and talk to you again, okay?
All right.
All right. Area code 313-704. Talk to me.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, girl.
That's it. I want to comment on the stuff with stuff topic.
Okay.
This is me personally, because I'm not a judgmental person, but I find it that a lot of women, a lot of lesbians think it's weird for a stud to go with a stud. And I look at it like they're both women, so I don't see what's the problem with it. And I want to know how you feel about it. Like, I don't see nothing wrong because we all women. And I think people just going by what she wearing or what both of them wearing, and then they look at it like, ugh. Like, I heard
right.
some females say, that's gay. Ugh, that's gay, two studs going together. I'm like, we already gay. I don't get it.
Right.
And it's crazy.
So you want to know my input on it?
Yeah.
You ready for my input? Because I'm a cutthroat. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real with you.
I know.
Like I was telling everybody earlier, my first relationship was with a stud. And, of course, I was a dom, too. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That's because, you know, goes back to the other topic, labels. When it comes down to the lesbian community, I don't label myself. I am just what it is. I'm a lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I may be a little boyish than others, or I might be a little whatever. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, that relationship did not work because I am a dom. You know, I'm dominant in the bedroom, and she was a little bit too dominant for me. You know, me personally,
mm-hmm.
I prefer a woman. I like to say stiletto flavor pussy. That's the type of woman I like. I like women to wear stilettos and dresses and, you know, earrings and, no, not too much makeup, but I love that feminine woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally with another dom, it's like, I'm Rick Ross. I'm Rick Ross, and she got her dreads and she Lil Wayne, so it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't knock it. Because, like I was telling everybody, you know, I was there at one point. And I have a lot of gay family, like a lot of for friends and a real close sister. You know, she's a stud for stud. And I love her, and
mm-hmm.
I love and I embrace her because she loves who she loves. You know, and
mm-hmm.
love, you know, like everybody else said, love is love. And who am I to judge you? Because we're all lesbians. We get judged every day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to judge you, but I am going to keep it real about how I feel
right.
about it. You know, I don't want to be laying in bed and both of us looking like Rick Ross and Lil Wayne, and I go down on you and you have curve crush for man pussy. I just don't want to do it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you had like
yeah.
a Nicki Minaj, I don't know, I might have to taste good. That stuff smells good. I'm just joking. But you know, studs flirt with me all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess
yeah.
studs to flirt with me or whatever. And you ask me, do I flirt back?
Do you?
I'm a Libra. I flirt with everybody. You know?
Yeah.
I flirt back. Why? Yeah. Like you said, we both women, but I wouldn't date one. I like,
right
now, I couldn't date a stud. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I'm saying right now. We don't know what, you know, we don't know what the book that God has written for us. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to say what I'm not going to do in the future. Right. But, you know, it is what it is. Studs, if you go on the line, you love another stud, hey, more power to you, baby. I love you, support you all day. Shit, keep it Gucci,
right,
baby. You know?
You,
I love it.
I also have another question. This is about me.
Okay,
I don't know. It's weird. Like, when I usually go for a masculine woman, a woman, you know, and I be, you know, feminine with her, but, you know, girly girl, whatever. But when I talk to a femme, it's the opposite way. You know, I'm more masculine with the femme. I don't, like, that's, is that weird? Like, I don't know.
No, you just... You know what you're called? No,
what?
And it's not a label, no. But
okay.
You just like, I think you're just controlling a little bit. You're a little aggressive, okay. Femme. You're a little aggressive, femme.
I don't be like that with the mess with a stud or no. I don't be like that with
the if you were a stud, you want to be the submissive one, probably.
Oh.
But if you were a femme,
yeah,
you want to do the shit you can't do to the dom, don't you? Keep it real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that aggressive femme coming out you. I think it's sexy shit, you know what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm,
you know, right, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have a little aggressive side when it comes to fans.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's just
okay.
You.
And I just got one last thing. This is for the young lady who just called, who scared to come out or whatnot. Of being a lesbian or not. I just want her to, you know, to be her. You know, it took me a long time because I was living under my whole family, you know, shadow, trying to please them. And, you know, and it like, sooner or later, end up building up on you because you won't be happy. You're making everybody else happy but yourself. So it's like, you know, it's going to be a day where she just don't, just like, I had enough and want to be her. And I just want her to do that. I don't want her to wait so late, because I waited late because I'm, you know, I was so worried about what other people say. Now that I came out, I feel good. You know, I don't care what nobody say, and I just want her to feel that way too. Like, you know, so that's my advice to her. I don't want her to wait so long like I did.
Right.
Because everybody
okay.
Shout out to you, my girl. Come on out.
All right, y'all.
Yes. Okay.
That's
all I have to say. I said that's all I had. All my questions or whatnot.
Well, thank you for tuning in. If she's on radio, don't go nowhere because I might come back to you. We have time, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
All right. Area code 804-549. Talk to KC. Hello,
549. Oh, shoot. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, boo.
Hey.
Can you hear me, KC?
I can hear you.
Oh. Girl, I'm hitting on every subject on here tonight, okay?
Okay, come on. Talk to us.
Okay. All right. It pisses me off with the little label thing, because let me tell you like this. Like, we as a community, quote-unquote, LGBT, have to fight for rights to have equal, you know what I'm saying, to just fit in. Yeah, we bring it amongst in the community to set, you know, standards for each other. It's like, it just pisses me off because it's like we already... fighting, not even really fighting, but it's not equal. Yet within the struggle, you're going to create another struggle. So that label shit, it's whatever. It's like, I feel like you have a certain way you like to dress. That's how I look at it. There are more people that are more dominant than others. That's how I look at it. And that's what it is. A female with a female, a male with a male. A female male with a male, or a male female with, like, it doesn't matter. It's human.
Yeah.
So that's what I think about that subject. Kudos.
Okay,
and
okay.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this clear action, though. Yes, honey. I'm just telling you, like, I don't know. Okay, I don't like penetration. I'm sorry. I just don't get anything out of it. I mean, I'll do it, whatever, and if I got an emotional connection with the person, yeah, it's going to be good. But that's why, because of the emotional connection. But it's clit on clit. Yo, it's just like some type of electrical energy that surges between my clit and her clit when it touches, and it's just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. What else are you talking about tonight? I don't know. Should I ask a question?
You can ask anything.
Okay. I do have a question. Let me see. How should I put this? I have a girlfriend, and she wants to go out of town and work for 6 months and expect me to stay faithful. I don't know. I feel like I'm not needy, but I like being around the person I'm with. But if they are gone, I feel like, I don't know. Can you hear where I'm going with this or no?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
So, come on, give me advice.
Me personally, honestly, if you love someone, I don't care how long they need. That's just like your partner going to the military. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't give up on them like that.
I wouldn't want her to go. Anyway, but go ahead. Like, so you're saying,
if you love her, you stick by her. You know what I'm saying? That's job. That's money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got to do what she got to do to make her money. You feel me? So.
But I don't think it, I personally don't feel like it takes going away for 6 months to make money. Like, you can find the same type of opportunities here wherever.
But, I mean, if you love her, you'll support her. Support what she's doing. I'm not saying you don't love her. You know what I'm saying? But if her job is calling her to go somewhere else, like, just be faithful. Like, you could talk to her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean,
I don't like. Okay. I'm shutting up.
No, go ahead. Listen.
I just feel like I don't like long distance things. So I feel like, would I be setting my, like, I don't want to be miserable, unhappy, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm going to just be miserable if they leave. And miserable for 6 months is like, do you think, I don't know, how do you think, when you listen to me talk, like, do you think I don't want to say I don't love her, but I don't want it to come off that I don't love her, but is that how it sounds?
I mean, me being a promoter or whatever, I get, you know, my relationships have been like that too, where a girl don't want to support or they don't feel like I need to go out and live my life because they're a little selfish. Not calling you. Yeah, I'm calling you selfish. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, if you feel like you can't do it, then you're not obligated to do it. Let her go. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like if you love her, you're going to support her through whatever, especially her job. Like, come on, man, that's money. Like, that's how she eat.
It's not the job now. It's just something they want to do. So it's an option. So is there any compromising there or no? Am I being, like, totally selfish, or should they think about, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't leave her for that long amount of time?
I think if you love her, you'll support her. You'll be there for her. Point you'll blank. Be here when she get back. I could see if she was going to jail or something, or she was going to cheat or something, like she's going to work.
So what if I don't trust that she's going to cheat?
I mean, what's the relationship without trust? You know?
Okay. So what other topics do you have going on tonight?
We're discussing stud on stud, pregnant studs, bisexual studs. We're discussing labels. We even talked about clit on clit action. We talked about a lot of stuff tonight. We even talked about gay marriage. We talked about a lot of stuff. But I mean, you can ask questions or whatever, you know.
Well, I had a lot I wanted to say, but I was waiting for like almost 45 minutes. So I guess I'm going to go to bed now. What time is the show over?
It's actually about to be over in like 10 minutes.
Oh. Well, let me let you get to your next caller. Have a good night.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. She's on radio. Thank you so much for the support. And you have a good night, sweetheart.
You too.
All right. Last caller for the night, area code 870-814. Talk to me.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I have a question.
Okay.
I've been single for like 2 months now, and I live in a really small town.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to meet a stud, but there's not a lot around here. So I'm like, how do I meet people? I don't know what to do.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have gay clubs out there?
No, we don't have.
Oh,
we have
where do you live?
I live in Arkansas. It's like really small. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever thought about...
Yeah, really small, like,
have you ever thought about Tagged? It's a website called Tagged, www.tagged.com. And this normally, they have a gay section. And I know a lot of people that have met, like, their soulmates on that site.
I don't know. It's like, okay, like, if I get on, like, Instagram or Facebook, there's nobody that is from Arkansas, nobody even close. It's like there's nowhere to meet anybody.
Girl, did you hear what I just told you to do?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on there.
I bet you find somebody.
But I bet you there's not going to be nobody there from Arkansas.
I bet you it is. If it is, you got to come and tell me. Girl, it was somebody on there. I'm telling you, I bet you. It's about two or three of them.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to see.
or even maybe going like a state over or something like that. Maybe another state. Like, what's the next major city close to you?
The next closest city is Louisiana.
There you go. Meet you somebody in Louisiana. Boom.
Yeah, but I don't want a long-distance relationship.
Make them move, girl. I know you're pretty enough.
Oh,
that
my
move.
God.
That move.
I don't want to make anybody move for me. I mean, you know.
Well, look, they might move just because.
Yeah.
See, look.
Well, I'm gonna get on tag and see.
Just do like maybe 100-mile radius, and they'll probably give you like two states that's close to you.
That's a lot of time.
See, you gotta think outside the box, sweetheart.
I'm going to try.
See, if they got a car, it won't be no problem. They come to you.
True.
yeah, see, now sound good now on it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good night, sweetheart.
And I love your show.
Thank you. I love you.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. You too, baby.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. It has been a great night, great night. You can find me on Facebook, /IJUSZKC, on Twitter, JUSZKC, or She's On at She's On ENT. You can find me on Instagram at KC Team She's On. If you know anybody that's out there that can benefit from getting their name out there, small business, web series, entertainer, anything, musician, comedian that's in the LGBT community, get them my contacts. You can get them on here. Also, ladies, if you haven't got your tickets to She Pride 2014, I'm going to need y'all to get on it, www.shezonent.com/shepride.html. We're going to have Juice Box. I don't know if y'all remember Between Women, but we're going to have Ray Look Alive from Between Women. We're going to have Tempa, you know, Storm. We're going to have, man, Poison. We're going to have, it's a lot of people in the lineup. We're going to have Chapalaka. Yeah, just add it. From District Heat, Chapalaka, you know, Cade, and it's going to be dope, man. I'm trying to tell you. So, y'all will definitely want to get into be at She Pride 2014. Yes, it's going down. I love and every one of you all. Tomorrow, the topic is on you. So, get to my Instagram, get to my DM, my inbox, and say, hey, KC, can we talk about this? This show is yours. I'm just the host. Okay? I love y'all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a nice night. And to that lady who don't think that they are beautiful, everybody that tuned into this show is beautiful. Come out. All right? Love you. Oh.